president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. Joining us today is Vanessa Green Cinders. Vanessa, good afternoon. Thank you for making time for us. How are you in this brand new year?
I am doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Well, Kevin Briniger, our old friend, our native Bloomingtonian, we wished him all the best in retirement. We know that you were brought on, in the fall of last year to kind of understand and go with the transition. And welcome to the program. Welcome to the new job. Tell everybody where you got your start in the business world. We know you've Ivy League education at Dartmouth as well. It's great to meet you. How'd you get to Indiana?
Good. Well, first of all, just a quick note on Kevin and the transition. I did start in the fall, and it has been a great experience to learn and listen and talk to Kevin and the rest of the team. The Chamber is such a great organization, and he has done such a wonderful job leading it over the last 20, 30 years, and it's a real honor to be here. But your question, how did I get my start? So I am, and how did I get to Indiana? My husband is from Clay City, and we met in D.C., Washington, D.C., where he and I were both working for different senators, he for former Senator Dick Lugar, and I was working for two different New England senators. And I spent in total about 20 years in D.C., first in different roles in the Senate as Chief of Staff and Policy Director, worked for a nonprofit issue campaign, headed up government affairs at a national trade association, and worked at Charter Spectrum, the cable broadband company, heading up their federal advocacy. But after 20 years, my husband and I have two young boys in first grade and third grade. We decided we were ready for a change. And as you know, and probably many people on the call list or on the show listening, Indiana checks all the boxes for a family. And we decided to move home in the summer of 22. And we couldn't be more excited. It's been a great transition opportunity for our family and for me. And as I said, such an honor to be following in Kevin's footsteps and getting to work at an organization like the Indiana Chamber to help move the state forward.
Well, we appreciate you coming on our program today because folks obviously here in South Central Indiana are very interested in what's going on statewide. We are all in this together, and that's exciting. How important or how much of the decision in a legislative session versus a budget session, what is the easier one for you? I know you have experience with both of those. Does it matter what's going on at the State House for your first ride here in 2024?
So my view is to always take advantage of the opportunities before us. So for me, this year, I mean, it's a great opportunity to work with the legislature, work with the governor. I had the opportunity and the honor to go to the governor's State of the State on Tuesday night and listen to him talk about the importance of collaboration, the importance of embracing change and innovation, urging the state to keep momentum, work together, how there's meaningful opportunities for all of us to get things done on behalf of Indiana. And that is exactly what I plan to do, working with the chamber and stakeholders across the state.
And in getting things in the legislative session, the agenda that the chamber has put together, when you heard what you heard from Governor Holcomb earlier in the week, did it check off most of the boxes, or do you still have some things that you guys would like to run through and make sure that the attention is focused on in this legislative session?
Yeah, so, the Indiana Chamber for years has been really focused on making sure there is a strategic vision plan for the future of the state. And we released our third plan last August called Indiana Prosperity 2035, which highlights six key areas that the state needs to continue to focus on to keep us the best place for businesses to operate and people to live, work, and come visit. And those areas range from workforce and education at the top, to innovation and entrepreneurship, to energy and infrastructure to healthy communities and citizens and quality of place initiatives. And so our view is that, you know, we look at our legislative priorities with that lens in mind. And so this year, a lot of what the governor talked about, a lot of what the legislative leaders are talking about fits right into that. I would highlight a few things. First, on reading, we all know the importance of reading and literacy as a foundation for a highly skilled workforce and the challenges that we as a state have faced, the statistic that one in five Hoosiers lack that basic literacy proficiency. And so we have been a proponent of policies that support increased educational attainment in reading and math, and there are efforts underway focused in the third grade arena to encourage some more targeted intervention and help. And so we look forward to working with the legislature on that. The second big bucket I would call out is childcare. And we know, you know, the biggest external workforce issue that we hear from Hoosier employers is the lack of affordable and quality childcare, which impacts workers' ability to be on the job. And so we were and continue to be happy to partner with the state to help get the word out about the existing employer childcare grant program and the success that has had. And then obviously that is just the first step. And there are some legislative efforts around accelerating the state rulemaking process to streamline childcare regulations to help with the supply, to expand support in hard to serve areas, and to add some more transparency. So we look forward to working on that. And then, you know, along with that, education and childcare, the talent and workforce development. And last year, as I'm sure you are familiar with, the legislature passed important legislation to enhance the talent pipeline. And there are some further efforts to help with implementation this year, some legislative efforts around making sure that employers have a voice in determining kind of the skills and credentials that are needed, and some other transparency and other measures. And then the last thing that I would just quickly mention from a kind of big picture perspective is Hoosier Health and the connection between health and wealth and the importance of that for our communities, our citizens, our workforce, and our businesses. And so whether that, you know, we were very supportive of the public health infrastructure investment via the Health First Indiana program. And so we'll continue to work with the state on that. And then, you know, one of the things I've identified and many others have identified are some of those lagging public health metrics, including the smoking rate. And so the chamber has been a proponent for a while about increasing the cigarette tax by $2 a pack as a way to lower that smoking rate. And so we will continue advocating for that and just more broadly continuing to look for ways that we can work with other stakeholders to lower and contain healthcare costs, because we know that's a big issue.
Vanessa Green Cinders is the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, the first female president and CEO. Congratulations. Congratulations. And the short session, the legislative session, how does this work for, is it hurry up, get here, let's figure out what's going on? Do you have the priority list in order? Tell us how or what we should expect when everybody gets together and starts meeting at the legislative chamber up there.
Yes, well, I think it can be fast and furious, as we all know, because it is a short session, and rightly so. Legislators want to make sure that they are all getting things done to support their communities and their constituents. I think we have approached it from the standpoint of wanting to be collaborative, productive partners with legislators and leaders to bring our policy ideas to the table, but also respond to other ideas that they have and see where we can work together. My big focus as we move into 2024 and 2025 is to really continue to position the state chamber as a collaborative thought leader and convener for helping the state address some of these big policy issues and bring that business and employer voice to the table.
Yeah, and retaining, as you mentioned, retaining employees as well, and the child care and everything that goes along with that. When you jumped into this and threw your hat in the ring, was there one thing that jumped off the page? You said, "Well, if I do get this job, boy, I'd really like to see this part or this area grow." What's your personal passion moving forward?
So my personal passion, some people know this, outside of liking to go to Orange Theory really early in the morning, a lot of mornings a week, what gets me up in the morning is making a difference and being part of my community and contributing to my community. When my husband and I moved back to Indiana from D.C., having been involved at the national level of politics and policy for a long time, we both really wanted to make sure that our next professional opportunities were more community and local focused. And again, I couldn't be luckier to have this opportunity chamber where I, working with our amazing team and our members and other stakeholders across the state, to roll up our sleeves and try to address these issues and solve these challenges. And I view it all as opportunities. So I don't think there's one thing in particular. To me, it is the opportunity to make a difference and make sure that Indiana stays at the top of the list where businesses want to operate and people want to live, work, and come visit.
Well, we're very excited to get a chance to meet you today, and we thank you for your time. Is there anything you can do about the weather? Where does your power end? Where do your powers end and begin there? It's going to be cold, 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 but we know we've got a ton of big events coming up in Indianapolis to show off. In the state of Indiana, obviously the Indianapolis 500, the All-Star Game for the NBA is going to be in town, and we've got big concerts and Taylor Swift and all those things going on. You have to be excited jumping into this and to take the Indiana Chamber of Commerce to the next level here in the next coming years.
Oh, I couldn't be more excited, and my kids, in particular my 9-year-old, is a big sports fan, so he thinks my new job is amazing. So,
good.
Because of all the visibility and opportunities to participate across the state in the sporting events.
So. Well, it's so much fun. When the eyes are upon us, there's not many cities that put on a better party than Indiana.
Exactly.
The business community, big business, attracting that to the state, keeping our workforce in the state, in the borders as well. So we'll see how the legislative session works. I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll get caught up with you next month if we can do that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.